mark that down. The 21st. So. Okay.
I'm on record.
Two more primaries are down, as we've just talked about. And now the candidates are in Florida. Florida. Didn't they already vote there? But today, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are supposed to be campaigning. I'm not sure if that's actually the right word. Clinton actually won the vote there, 50 to Obama's 33%. But as many of you remember, these delegates remain in dispute. The state was punished by the DNC for holding their primary too early. Also in dispute was Clinton's win in Michigan for the very same reason. Now, the DNC is supposed to meet next week to sort this all out. Right now, we're turning to Florida and Michigan, specifically to two voters from each state to get their take. Susan Lilly joins us from Maitland, Florida. And also on the line is Roberta Vandermeer from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Susan, well, first of all, thank you both ladies for joining us. Susan, I'm going to start with you in Florida since the candidates are going to be there. Clinton's hoping, from what I understand, to put pressure on the DNC to get the votes counted there, so she's trying to get people involved. Now, you're an Obama supporter. Do you think those votes should count, both yours and Clinton supporters?
Well, naturally, as an Obama supporter, I'm a little torn about that, but it is kind of a travesty for us in Florida that this has been hanging over us all these months, wondering what's going to happen to those votes. So I'm really not sure how that's going to work out.
Now, you've had quite a bit of a journey here. You're a high school student. I mean, you're not a high school student, obviously. You're a high school teacher. Your yeah. daughter is a young woman. And you described being in the voting booth, feeling like you stood there so long, you thought they were just going to rip you out. What was that ambivalence about? And do you still feel that today, if you could be brief?
I did. I stood. I was one of those people standing in the voting booth, totally, completely undecided until the very last second when I voted. And I was really torn, 50-50. I think sometime during one of the debates, I really started thinking, I've got to go for Obama. I did feel some guilt, sisterhood guilt. I was a little miserable about it, but I've even become more convinced that Obama is the one.
Is the one. Now, Roberta, there in Michigan, you were much more sure in casting your ballot for Clinton. Do you think it's fair to count your vote when Obama wasn't even on the ballot there?
Well, he chose not to be on the ballot. He took his name off the ballot. I don't think he was required to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it wasn't to his advantage to stay on the ballot if he couldn't campaign in Michigan. And she decided to leave her name there. And I was happy for that because I had intended to vote for her.
And so what, I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
To both of you, has following these developments caused you to think more urgently about your vote? Is it more valuable now? If you had to do it again, would you do anything differently, Susan and Roberta? Susan, begin with you.
No, I wouldn't. And I am amazed at how many people turned out to vote, even though they suspected their votes wouldn't count. When you consider that and low voting rates in the past, it's amazing that we had such a high turnout.
Roberta, is your vote more precious, thinking about the circumstances today?
I guess not personally, but I think it has turned out to be more valuable than I thought when I pulled the lever.
All right. Susan Lilly, voter from Maitland, Florida, and Roberta Vandermeer, Michigan primary voter. I got to say, go blue for the University of Michigan folks.
And on the takeaway.
I am one of those. So thank both of you for joining us.
They both count. Both of these voters count on the takeaway.
Oh, absolutely. Always. Every voter counts.
There you go.